Hello, dear. Bit of worry here. Went to your place today as usual, saw your super sweeping steps, and he wasn't visibly pissed, but that isn't the unusual I have to report. Actually, I wish I could be more certain about this, but I think someone else had been in your flat since I was last there. Two things. The toilet was running when I went in. I'd used it last time I was there, and it kept running, so I took the lid off the cistern and jiggled the bit that stops it running, and it did. Running again, this time when I came in, but I didn't notice that at first. Everything fine, neat as a pin. How do you do that? Then I noticed the toilet running again. Gave me a shiver, but of course your plumbing was old when the Boer War was news, so it might just start the way plumbing does sometimes, but it spooked me a bit. Then I'm walking around looking at everything, and of course I can't remember exactly how everything was, but you've got so little in there, and it's so tidy, and really it all looked the same. But it was a sunny day, lovely really, sun coming through the white drapes in the living room, open just a bit, and I was trying to remember how I'd placed the mail day before yesterday. When I put it down beside your computer, you hadn't had any today. And in that sunlight, I could see how dusty things were getting, and thinking I'd be a pal and dust for you, and then I saw that I could just make out a rectangle in the dust where your mail had been when I put it there last time. Your mail was just to the side now. I could see that a bit more dust had settled there since. Am I the only one with the keys? Your drunken super come to fix the toilet? Let me know, and if you think I should do anything about it. Are you coming back soon? I thought it was only a short one. Have you seen the world's biggest shit? No, don't tell me. Margot. Case closes her eyes and sees her blue-floored cave, her $1,200-a-month rent-stabilized apartment on 111th, secured when her former roommate, the previous leaseholder, had moved back to San Francisco. Home. Who's been there? Not the super, not without a bribe. How she hates this. How faint and peripheral somehow these little things, yet how serious. A weight on her life, like trying to sleep under Damien's silver oven mitt. And suddenly she's dead tired, as if Case Pollard's standard time had clicked forward 5 hours, trembling with it, though at the same time she doesn't trust that she'll be able to sleep. Shuts down the iBook, disconnects the phone, checks the locks. Looks in the bathroom for more melatonin, but of course that's gone to Russia. She feels like crying, though for no particular reason, just this invasive weirdness that seems increasingly a part of her world, and she doesn't know why.